Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Unscripted, presented by Be Unique Magazine, because an authentic life is unscripted. Be Unique is a 501c3 charity that works today to change tomorrow. Learn more at our website, beunique.org. That's beunique.org. Know that Be Unique is a free, non-profit publication? We work today to change tomorrow by bringing you truly amazing guests like the one we'll introduce tonight, and by highlighting stories about people all over the world who will astound you. The free digital version is available 24/7 at beunique.org. That's beunique.org.
Hello, everybody. This is Mary Brotherton. I am your host tonight on Be Unique Unscripted. I do have a guest I'm hoping will call me in, but he hasn't. So I'm going to invite another co-host to join me, and we'll see what happens from here. Give me just a moment, and let's see if I can get her in. I was really looking forward to speaking with him, but I'm not going to give his name away until I'll reschedule and we'll talk with him. He and I seem to have a difficult time getting together, but I think that once we do, it's going to be a great show. So I just sent the invitation, and let's see who, anybody can actually call in if you want to. My number here is 516-387-1756. Just pick up your phone, give me a call, let's have a chat, and I can tell you a lot of stuff about a lot of things, and most of it's, it could be amusing, it could be exciting too. But while we are waiting to see if my guest will call me in, I'm just having a hard time here doing two things at once. I'd like to tell you a little bit about who we are at Be Unique. I will actually do that from a recording, so I don't have to talk so much. Let me cue this up real fast, and you'll hear a little bit about why I do what I do.
I'm inspired to give back by the many individuals who are making a difference and taking steps to make the world better. Many people are tackling problems by themselves and thinking they are all alone in their efforts to make a change. I want them to know they are not going unnoticed. The world is watching. I'm part of a team helping to project their voices on a global scale. Small charities and solo entrepreneurs are doing amazing things but don't have the budgets to market themselves. Like many people, I once struggled in a variety of jobs I didn't care for. So I decided to find a new way to give back, to pay it forward, and to be the change. While some people my age are considering retirement, I've joined other professionals to create and manage a nonprofit organization called Peace Corps. The words that create our name tell only a small part of our giving story. We are philanthropists, educators, activists. We are compassionate, evolving, charitable, optimistic, responsible, and enthusiastic. We created Peace Corps so we can use our natural talents to help others. We work with nonprofits, individuals, and for-profit organizations that have a philanthropic outlook. Peace Corps uses several tools to give a voice to those that otherwise might not be known outside their small local circles. Be Unique Magazine is released monthly and printed on demand. This digital interactive publication doubled in size within 5 months. During that same time, it attracted almost 60 volunteers from 12 countries and across the USA. These volunteers are professionals. They're performers and writers, editors, researchers, videographers, photographers, crew members, and so much more. Coffee or tea, no phones allowed. This fun show is hosted by millennials and provides insight into what they're thinking, but it's by no means intended to appeal only to that generation, as evidenced by their topics and their guests. Because our volunteers know that we are giving 100% of our beings to this organization, they are meeting us on our terms. Nobody earns anything. Yet we all work as if we are earning six-figure incomes. That is the epitome of giving. Curating the stories and creating a high-quality literary-style publication that not only highlights the good work of others, but projects positivity and inspiration gives me purpose. By giving myself to this organization, others want to give to Peace Corps. We have created a global giving circle.
Welcome back. And my first guest is someone I know very well. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Oh, cool. Wasn't quite sure.
Well, you know what? I decided we'll just call this an open mic night. And I did give the phone number out. I'll give it out again if somebody else wants to call in and ask us a question. The number is 516-387-1756. So I'm glad you're here. It's been a while since you've been on the show with me, Jennifer.
I know. I actually kind of miss it. But I know that Tyrell does such an amazing job with you, so.
Tyrell does. He is really, really great. And I want to tell our listeners about Tyrell. He is one of the hardest working millennials I know. Not the hardest necessarily, but one of them. He's holding down about three different jobs. He's on our board of directors. He is the first guy to hold his hand up when we say, we need a volunteer. And usually before we even get to the volunteer, he's got his hand up when he hears us say we need. And he's just phenomenal, and he's funny. That's part of the things that I like about him is he's very, very funny.
Definitely.
I know that I was just playing the giving story recording while I was waiting for you to log in and or to call in, see if anybody else called in. But it dawned on me, you know, I said that in the first 3 months we had 60 volunteers from 12 different countries. Well, now we have, I think, 19 different countries represented, and we've attracted I haven't done the numbers lately, but about 120 volunteers. I should probably figure out that number.
Yes, we should. I'm typing in just in case somebody might see this on Facebook. I'm typing in the number so if you'd like to call in as well.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm hoping somebody else will call in. I know one time when, I think this was before you and I started Be Unique, Yvonne had asked me if I'd be a guest on her show. And so I said, sure. So I called in, but I was not on time. I was late calling in. So she did an open mic, and it ended up being someone that she had gone to high school and had not heard from in many, many years, but he was a retired police officer. And,
oh, wow.
You know, Yvonne used to be a bounty hunter. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. That was pretty impressive.
I thought we had discussed that.
She's a little tiny gal.
I think she's 4'10".
Oh, wow.
She's not, I know she's not 5 feet tall.
She is small but mighty.
She is proof that good things and powerful things come in small packages.
Definitely.
Yvonne also is a board member, and she's what got us started in doing a podcast. And, but she, with her bounty hunter experience and his former police experience And my situation of being abused, it made a very interesting conversation that night. So I was really hoping that somebody will call in and just, you know, spice it up a little bit. I don't know who might, who we could reach out to. If I could send the invitation to somebody else, I would. But,
maybe we can talk about some things that are coming up with Be Unique Magazine and ways of people getting involved.
I think we should.
I mean, what definitely Giving Tuesday. Well, Giving Tuesday is a big deal.
Giving Tuesday is in November. It's the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, or is it before Thanksgiving? The week of Thanksgiving.
It's sometime during that week. We'll definitely include that information on this podcast so that people can check it out. But it's a great
Giving Tuesday
year.
Is a worldwide thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you and I will be at Spirit Fest in. I should pull up my calendar so that I don't sound like a total and complete idiot. But, you know, anybody who knows me knows that's not a far stretch. But also, if anybody wants to know.
They need to know how many calendars you actually own. You own like 7.
Oh, personally? Oh, you mean my physical calendars or my electronic calendars?
Well, I mean, okay. Well, how many calendars do you have total?
Okay, well, I have. Connected to my Gmail account, I can tell you I have, let me open that up. Oh, I hit the wrong button. I do that sometimes.
Oh, yes. Girlfriend,
I don't
want to
guess. I'm too ADD for guessing. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, only 6 calendars electronically. And then I have, it's kind of a calendar, but it's not. It's a diary that covers 5 years. So every day at the end of the day, I write what was significant that happened. In fact, I'm going to tell you what happened on this day, if it's something I can read, last year or 2 years ago. Let's see. I went to the doctor. Last year on October 9th, I ran. Well, this was a dull day. I ran out of blueberries, so I had cherries in my smoothie. Okay,
never mind.
We're not going to talk about that. Usually, I have really exciting things like the first anniversary of Be Unique or the day that I met somebody special. But back to my calendars, I have I have to look at them. I only have 3 paper calendars. One calendar is specifically and only for podcasts. And that's where I record who our guest will be and who, you know, I know how many guests we've had and who they are and how far we're booked into the future. Would you like to know that answer? And of course,
sure.
I have a lot of my podcast is in pen and pencil. Pencil means I'm working on them or they haven't confirmed a date. But I have things scheduled through May of 2020.
Wow.
And then I just bought a new calendar for 2020 so that I can mark off the days that I have a podcast because I don't like to plan too many things on one day if I'm going to be spending time talking to somebody.
Exactly. Well, just so everybody knows that are listening and will be listening, that we're really trying. I don't think people really understand that Be Unique. And if you go to our website, you can check it out and see all the things that are going on with this nonprofit. And even though we have a lot of volunteers and you know, while we love them dearly, we can always use more people, because a lot of the things that you see on the website is really handled by myself or Mary. So we really try hard to stay on top of everything. And it's a lot. It's pretty overwhelming at times. But
it can be. It really can be. Yeah. And I will say this. We just recently got a volunteer who, who is going to help with some research. And
yay.
I need a lot of research. And people say, well, what do you need to research? Well, she's helping us research different grants that we might qualify for. We need researchers to help us find awards that we can qualify for. And there are so many other things that we can do. We all have them all listed on our website.
Just like an hour a week. If you have an hour a week and you're looking for something to do and you'd love to help a nonprofit, we would welcome you with open arms. There's always something for, there's a big long list on our website that you can check out and see if there's anything that interests you. And the thing is that even if you don't know how to do something that you see, but it interests you, we can help you with that. We can help you, hone in your skills and figure out something new to do. And we're not talking about hours and hours and hours. If you have an hour a week or, a couple hours a month, anything, it's amazing how it can really, really help us move further along than what we're doing.
Exactly.
And plus, if you go to the website, you can check out, all the different facets, because we're basically creating media content. That's what we do. And we're promoting and showing people a great, a great way to live, some options that you may not even consider. And we're showcasing amazing other organizations and companies and individuals that are just making the world better. So if it's something that's in line with what you believe in, contact us.
And, you said that even if they did like a couple of hours a month, one of the things that I would love to have help with is, to me, it's very important. I would like to send all of our donors a personally written thank you card. And we don't have a lot of donors, but I also don't have a lot of time. So if I could have someone if they took 5 minutes a day writing a card, or, I can give you a list and I can have the addresses and we provide the card, we provide the stamp. All you would have to do is write it and put it in the mail and give them a little receipt for their donation.
That would be heavenly. Somebody was out there and wants to do something like that. We would be so appreciative.
There are always things that people can do. And I will say, sometimes we get people who say, I want to volunteer with you. And I say, great, what would you like to do? Well, I want to get paid for it. Well, that kind of takes away the volunteer aspect. But that doesn't mean that we can't find something. And a lot of our volunteers like working with us because it gives them the experience. And we provide training. We are mentors. We have a lot of people that started out writing and have never written before. And now they're doing it for other organizations. And one of the reasons that we want to get a good grant is so that we can pay our people.
Yeah.
And it would be really nice if we can do that kind of stuff.
So if you're out there listening, And you have a spare, hour a week, check out the list. See if there's anything that you're interested in and contact us. BeUnique.org. It's BUNEKE.org. It's actually fun to say. Everybody should try saying that.
And I will tell you that there's probably nobody who is more unique than the people that work with us. And I call it work because yes, it is a business. We are running a corporation, but our work feels like fun. And when we get together, everybody is smiling and laughing and hugging. we're always eating something that's really tasty and good for you. And we just work together to make a better tomorrow. And there aren't a lot of places that can say they do that.
That's true.
I just thought, did we talk about Spirit Fest?
No. You started to talk about it.
We are doing Spirit Fest in November, is it? Yes. On the 16th and 17th of November is the Spirit Fest Metaphysical and Holistic Fair. We've been working with Mary Ellen Popick for quite a while, we haven't even been in business a couple of years, but it seems like we've just known her forever. She's one of those people that when you meet her, you just know her, and she makes you feel like coming home.
She's wonderful.
She's just amazing, and she puts on these amazing festivals and fairs that they are metaphysical, they're spiritual, they're just great,
feel-good
places. You know, you can you can find all kinds of things there. This year, it's going to be at the Malia Orlando Suite Hotel at 225 Celebration Place in Celebration, which is just outside of Orlando. And what is so cool about this entire event is the people that we've met there. Some of them have come to us and now write for us. And they have vendors and spiritual readers, like mediums, people who can talk to your loved ones who've crossed over. There are artists and speakers. In fact, I believe Jennifer and I are going to be speaking. We just have to get our information over to Mary Ellen. Because they have crystals and jewelry, and I really don't know what else to say about it, except y'all should come. It's a lot of fun.
Definitely. And come meet us. You can actually meet us.
Yes, I think it's a great opportunity for people to come and meet us because we are such wonderful people. there is somebody on the line. Hold on, let me see who this is.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. Who am I talking with?
My name is Sid Prince. I'm from New York.
Well, hello, Sid Prince. My name is Mary. Jennifer's on the other line.
Hi, Jennifer.
So what made you call
in
tonight?
I have a friend with, you know, Blog Talk, and, you know, I usually look through to see what's on, and, you know, what you were saying, you know, made sense. I'm looking at the website now. I do produce videos and I narrate, but I also have been a science researcher for about 2 decades. So
excellent.
I'm just looking. Thanks. I'm just seeing what's on the website. I don't really, you know, I mean, it looks like you guys are doing a lot of different things. That's what it looks like.
We are.
There's,
we do a lot of things. We have a lot of support, but no real full-time support. It's basically, as Jennifer said, it's the two of us. And that website was all Jennifer. She created the way it looks and feels. I throw words at her.
Wow, that's really, it's nice. It's got a very simplistic, you know, you don't want it to be too complicated, you know, And I understood, like, when you said, because, you know, I have a business that I run on the side, you know, I make mobile applications as well. So, you know, I've worked, you know, for years in my business, you know, to get to where I'm at without getting paid at first. Cause that's, you know, I try to tell other people, if you want to be an entrepreneur of yourself, or even if, you know, people who, you know, look at a lot of the get rich videos, you know, I said, talk to rich people. I said, they'll tell you, you have to work for free. I said, if you don't, you know, the best advice I can give people when they say they want to get paid, I tell them, look, I do pay people. I have like two employees that help me with the coding. But, you know, I offered one of them. I said, look, if you want, we could just go into business together. You know, you work for free. You know, I won't pay you the $35 an hour. And when we make money, we split it, you know. So when you pay somebody, they think like an employee. When you
right.
don't pay them, they think like an entrepreneur. And a lot of people don't want that. You know, they'll say they do, but they really just want to be an employee. So I understood right. that totally. And, you know, if what you have vibes good with me, I mean, I could produce, you know, I don't know if you have video production or, you know, I don't really see any one thing. Like, do you have a YouTube channel with an introduction
yeah.
to, you know, what? Yeah. Is it called Unique?
It's Be Unique Magazine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, at YouTube, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
YouTube.
So, yeah, stuff
we
like...
We have the link is at the top of the page, Sid.
Okay, I didn't see it, yeah. All right, I just typed it in, so it came up. All right, so you have... you've got 192 subscribers. So your main thing, I would think... I have like an old page that from 2009. It still has about 2,300 subscribers. But working with media, I know that if you don't stay current, you know, you'll still have a certain amount. If I put a video up, I think it'll get like between 100 or 200 views. But
nice.
What I think, you know, when I look at your YouTube, I would say the first thing is to really get the subscribers up. Because, you know, with the video count, you know, a lot of people that check YouTube, that makes them, from what I notice, it makes them either stay or run. You know, when somebody see, even when I go to people's channel and I'll see, you know, you have like low views I'm noticing on the videos. I mean, it's okay. You still have views, but something has to, it's missing the fuel or, you know, for lack of a better word. So,
and you know, the sad thing is that there's actually 37 episodes of Coffee or Tea. The show, there's a show, we actually produce a show. It's a millennial talk show, and it's actually great. I mean, it's fun to watch, and it's really discouraging because we get the numbers are like, you know, 30 views or whatever. It's because it hasn't. There's not enough people actually knowing that it's available, and because we don't have money to promote it. Really
no, you don't need money. Yeah, you don't need money. The promotion that I, you have Facebook. All right, I see the Facebook. I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize for that.
No. It's all good. I want to hear. We are all ears.
What I learned from social networking and marketing is that nothing beats every day 30 minutes in, you know, early, 30 minutes noon, 30 minutes evening, and possibly 30 minutes at night, like around now to like 12 at night. That for 30 days, I had a page that was similar to the, you ever watch that show? There was a show a while back, Ancient Aliens?
Yes.
Yeah, on history. So there's a page that they're not affiliated with them, but it's something on the lines of that. It's like esoteric research type of stuff. And mm-hmm. In 30 days from every day, I proved, you know, to a partner, I said, watch, every day I'm going to go on here, I'm going to make a picture, I'm going to throw it up there. I talked to a few people I knew. One lady said, you got to go into the groups. So I found like all of the alien liking groups, the ancient civilization mystery stuff. And I would post the picture, whatever I made, if it was a picture of an artifact with a saying, and I would post it in about 5 to 7 groups, which is a lot of work. You know, it takes about 30 minutes of just that to make the picture. And then I would post a different picture like later in the day. So for 30 days, this was in 2016. I haven't done anything. The page still has 2,300 likes. And we did a test the other day. I said, let me take one of the old pictures that we posted from early 2016 and let me repost it and see what happens. You know, it's been over a year since anything has been posted. And it got around 20 something likes, you know, which is, it's not a lot, but it's a lot for people who know, you know, how hard it is, you know,
because exactly.
sometimes they'll put,
yeah.
yeah. And now this is something that I haven't, you know, if I would have kept at it when I was doing it and I got it was up to like 2,600 likes, but not maintaining it, it definitely dropped off over the last 2 years. People probably thought it wasn't active. The other guys, ancient, there's like megalith pages and stuff with, you know, structures and ancient artifacts. I checked them. They continued. They were at about 30,000 when I was at 2,000. Those guys, one guy's at 600,000, and the other guy is like 300,000 and change. And they, you know, they knew the strategy. You got to do it every day. You got to feed the, you know, the populace, and you have to. The part that I didn't get to on that page was when you get to where the people share it. So I was sharing in the groups. It was taking a lot of effort to keep going there and doing that. And you don't want to be looked at as, you know, you're spamming people or anything. And that's the reason right. You go into the, you have to go into the particular groups. It's not looked at as spam, pardon me, because the people want to see that. You know, now if I would have went into like a politic group and put this stuff, they would have been like, get this, you know, ancient civilization stuff out of here. It's a troll. You know, so that's very important.
Yeah, you make a very valid point, because we recently revamped our Pinterest page, and we had a volunteer who started it and said, I can do this, but she wasn't doing it quite, you know, as often as we thought she should. So I just took over, and I basically did something very similar. I spent a lot of time for the first couple of weeks just pushing and pushing and pushing. And Pinterest is one of the easiest things in the world to do, because you don't have to really create much. And we have over 25,000 viewers in the last month.
Wow. I haven't messed with Pinterest, but yeah, is it like Instagram?
It's a lot like Instagram, but you don't even have to put a lot of, with Instagram, they want you to tag and do hashtags. Mm-hmm. With Pinterest, you have, they call them boards, like a push board. And you create boards or groups, just like you would on Facebook, you would have a group. And if you find something that someone else has created and you like it, you just pin it to your board. It's like a bulletin board. But there are places that I put our original content as well.
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah. I found it from when I used to check Google Pictures. If you press certain pictures, it'll go to Pinterest, like, you know, the copyright stuff. Yeah, I mean, the main thing with that, because I remember now, people can like those pictures, right? Or like leave a comment.
Correct.
Or something.
They can like them, they can comment on them, and the big thing with Pinterest is if they save them to their board, then you kind of get extra Pinterest points or whatever it is. I don't know.
Yeah, that seems like the equivalent of when somebody from Facebook would share it, you know, from your page into a group. Yeah. The only thing, what I really noticed is, no matter how much likes, how many people you have following, there's something, and this goes for YouTubes too, is I'll tell people, okay, look at this channel. I said, this guy got 50,000 subscribers. I said, now look at his last 10 videos. None of those videos have over 4,000 views. You know, and it'll average at around 2,000-3,000. So I said, that gives us what is known as the mark of inflation. So as we see, his channel is inflated with 51,000 subs, but unless he hits a hot subject, which you'll see on a few of them, you know, 10,000 views, 12,000, maybe even 20-some thousand, but he's still not hitting the 50,000, proving that almost half of his subs are, you know, either fake or just people that said, okay, I'll sub, but I don't care about the subject. And that,
right.
I notice, it dilutes anybody's business, unless you got a lot, like a million subscribers, and you're getting 500,000 or 250,000, because you're still pulling a large yield. Even then, people do look at it as it's still inflated, but it's not as bad. because you're getting, you know, a certain amount of views. What you have on your channel, being that you only have, you know, you have under 200 or almost 200, it's not a bad ratio. I mean, one video is 227, so you did surpass the subscribers you have. So there's a way, like with your Pinterest, even though you have 25,000, you know, with you, what is your ratio on like all of your pictures? Like what's the highest amount of likes? What is, you know, like an average? And then, you know, you realize, okay, is this worth going forward on? You know, because like I look at it and I say, okay, I don't use the telephone for anything but talking with people and texting, because when I work on the computer, you know, you'll never get work done. You know, that's the way I look at it. I won't be able to get my scientific research done. I won't be, you know, because you're on the phone all the time, you know, touching all right. of the, you know, I don't have Facebook on the phone. So it's very important to section off, you know, what you're doing, you know. And I mean, you did say something about psychic. I do science research. So, I mean, psychic is big. But I do notice with when you market something or just display it for people to see, if it's one-sided, you're open to only a part of that audience. So like all of the people that like psychic, you're not going to get all of them, but you're going to get a small portion, luckily, even if it's 10%. But if you have the other side or something that questions, the audience starts to expand dramatically, I noticed. I noticed that with the Ancient Alien show. The guy said that when he produced it, he goes, I never tell you directly. He goes, I'll say, is there the possibility, you know, were, I didn't say, yeah, so that's very important. So with psychic, you know, when you said that, I thought, okay, I know a lot of people that do metaphysical work here in Long Island. I look at it as I'm coming from a scientific aspect, but when you come from pure science, you see that psychic abilities and other things do exist. Like the science points toward that. Like my scientific research is very, people would say, I can't find the word, but it's kind of debate. Yeah, maybe debatable, but it's not really debatable because science is science and it's really whoever is just not accepting it, you know? So it's sort of like, okay, yeah, you know, there is scientific proof from other scientists of some type of psychic ability with humans. If you go to mainstream science, they will try to dismiss that, you know, because they're more on a, you know, promoting and marketing evolution.
Interesting. Hello?
Did we lose you, Sid?
No, I'm here. Are you there?
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so, you know. I mean, I don't know what would be good. I mean, because I said, let me look at your site just to even see if, you know, if there's something that we can line up on where to say, okay, this, you know, seeing where your YouTube channel is at, you need something either controversial or something that gives people the choice, not just saying, hey, this is us. It's saying, this is us, and this is somebody that said something different, and we're going to have a little discussion here, or, you know, I found that to be much more provocative, you know, mentally to the people.
Oh, yeah.
To where they'll, you know, yeah, you know.
And
it looks
so
good.
If you wouldn't mind, you know, and you, when you have a little bit of time, really take a look at if you just go to like the Coffee or Tea web series and just check out the different topics. They're all listed out. Like literally you can click on it and go through. You can actually go to our webpage. That's a really easy way of seeing season one, and then you can see season two. And some of the guests that we've had on, granted it's, you know, it's still in its kind of infancy. Even with the 37 episodes, but of course, when you're looking at all this stuff, you have to keep in mind that it's all been done with zero budget. So we have wonderful people that just stepped in and said, "Hey, let's create, let's collaborate," and this is what we've ended up with. So when you look at the magazine, when you look at all of the videos that were created, they're all done basically by the grace of volunteers, you know, volunteering their time to help us out with these projects. And that's not what we want to do. It's like we're kind of at that stage, you know, it's getting close to 2 years. And it would be great to get into the next phase where we actually can qualify for grants and things like that and go to the next level. But when you look at what we've created, keep that in mind that all of these things have been done with a zero budget.
Well, nobody's going to get paid for, they say it's an average of 3 years. So if people can't, you know, really wait that long. What I would say is for 2 years, I'm looking at it now, you have produced a lot, but now with a grant, and I've noticed this even with investors, YouTube and even Facebook to an extent, but mostly YouTube is a great way of getting people to either donate, investors will invest, they've invested in, you know, companies I've started, to get people on board too, to help for free, is when you have that big following, when you build that to where it's like, hey, you know, even if it's 10,000 subscribers, which isn't a lot. I mean, YouTube monetizes at 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time a month, a year. So if you, if you get to 1,000 subscribers, because that you have to set those goals. So say, all right, we're going to get to 1,000 subscribers, and then the next stipulation is we have to maintain 4,000 hours a year. So, you know, if we're pulling 500 hours a month, that's good. But, you know, at least you have that marketed line. Now, when you go for a grant, and you have that to present, to say, well, you know, what are you guys doing? Well, we have coffee and tea. They look at it now, they're going to run. You know, that's what I would think. You know, I mean, I could be wrong. When they look at it and see, even if they see, once they see the five digits, the lowest five digit, 10 grand, even if it's lower than that, if it's 1 grand or 2,000 subscribers and you got videos that are getting 8,000, 10,000, sometimes you'll hit on, you know, a good subject, it'll get 40,000. I know a guy, he has like only 1,000 and change, and he made a video that hit like 47,000 views. He made another one that hit 20,000. His average views are in the hundreds. So, wow. You know, I've seen, yeah, so when I look at yours, I say, okay, I see one with a couple of hundred, I see this, but nothing is really going to take it as far as that controversy to say, okay, you know, we have this, like when people come out, especially, you know, I have a lot of friends here that do psychic. Now, a lot of psychics out here in Long Island have been debunked. You know, you've had people that have spent money, you know, felt they were ripped off, analyzed video, say this person, and these people are big. You know, I tried to talk to some people and they're like, really? You know, that lady's a fraud? I said, well, I said, you got to look around and, you know, I said, think about it, you know, really. You know, so that it is imperative to keeping the integrity of the psychic research community, because if you have 200 people on Long Island that are psychics and even 50 of them are frauds, people are going to look at 199 of them as frauds. You see, so unless you have somebody saying, well, this is the research, this is what we get, we're not sure, but we know that, you know, from these, you know, Dr., you know, Dean Radin is a great, you know, scientific researcher that, you know, talks about the reality of psychic powers. I think there's a book called The Power of the Human Stare. That brings in the scientific aspect of it to where people aren't just saying, hey, you know, I'm going to tell you about your dog, you know, something that passed. It's more like, okay, what you're going to get from the other side is something you don't want. And that's what I see with a lot of psychics selling Fantasy Island to people. And, you know, then the people either go back to sleep. You know, it's not good. It's just, you know, karma's real, you know. So if people are putting stuff out there and they're not going to be open-minded as to, could I be wrong? You know, what do I, because when I see people with psychic skills, I tell them, most of them, I said, you got a skill that you don't even know how to use or control. I said, now I can still use you as like a dowsing rod, you know, if I'm smart enough, or I can just be ignorant to say, all right, tell me my future. You can't. But some people can tune into certain things. They might not know how they're doing it, but they are tuning in. And it's up to the person to be open-minded enough to say, okay, let me see, what is this person receiving? What am I getting from my dreams, you know, from that state? You know, what am I getting from the coincidences, what we call coincidences, which really aren't coincidences, like me calling into the show, you know, looking at the website and stuff. That's not a coincidence. Exactly. I don't even know why. You see? So looking at it like this, people tend to take away your full of crap type of mentality. But if you don't have this, the bias of all psychics are fake immediately jump in. Immediately. And that could be a reason, you know, maybe, you know, for low views or something like that. But once you know, people know honesty, just like children. They might not even know they know it. But when somebody's putting something out there and, you know, they're like, that again, you know, but when they see, because think about it, how many psychics do you know that criticize and would have a guy like me? They're afraid of me. Only my friends that own like the stores and these crystal stores and all of that, you mm-hmm. know, they're really cool. You know, I'll sit down, I'll talk with them. I'll say, hey, you know, let's go over these minerals you have here. Look at the hardnesses. And they'll actually start to learn from me. And I'll try to give them hints like, look, if this is your business, you should be an expert in this. You know, it's like someone who's religious. If I'm coming at you telling you, well, no, the book says this. What does that make the religious person look like? That, you know, you're supposed to know it better than me. You know, so the right. same thing with everything. Yeah, everything in life goes that way. So, I mean, if you guys, you know, it looks cool. I can help with video stuff. And definitely advice. You know, I think advice has probably worked more than, you know, a lot of physical active work. Because, like, you know, I was telling one guy, hard work. Yeah, hard work doesn't get you to where you want to be. It's smart work gets you. If hard work got you there, farmers would be rich. You know, you got to work smart, and you got to say, okay, there's times when there's going to be 20-hour days. And then there's days that you cannot work. You have to just relax and think, and you know, it's just the way things are. And people don't understand that. And when you can get into that flow, that's how these guys become, you know, multimillionaires, or that's how they meet multimillionaires. You know, because I've met a lot. You know, most of them, you know, are very frugal with their money. You know, they might not give. A lot of them are very cheap, just straight out. You know. And, but you'll get those people that, you know, want that adventure and say, hey, you know, cause I ask people, I say, you know, do you want to be rich? You know, and I'm not saying it in a way like rich and greedy. I said, you can't help nobody right now. We're drowning. We were trying to stay afloat. So how are you going to help somebody? If you had money, you could help somebody. Right. And that's important. Yeah. You know, and in a way people try to say, oh, well, it's not about money. Well, then stay where you are. You know, stay where you are. So I tell people it's a choice. You have to make the choice. And I mean, you might have something that I might be able to make very big, not just me, but it has to have, you know, your help as well. So, you know, that's why, as I look at it, I mean, the coffee or tea friends, you know, definitely it has a friendly vibe to it. But then again, that is good to have. But you got to have that other part, because the friendly vibe, what I've noticed as well, it can also repel or scare people away, you know, kind of like, you know, they don't want, like, it's messed up, but it's kind of like people who have good relationships and they don't like it. They got to have a dramatic relationship. You know, it's just, mm-hmm. if there's not drama, they ain't happy, you know? And that's just, you know, you have to accept that. I tell people, when you meet somebody and that person is a drama queen or a drama king, you can't change that. You either accept that or you leave. And that's, you know, you got people with, you know, relaxing relationships and all of that. And what they don't know is I try to tell them, you don't even know you want drama, you know, because look at you like, I tell them, I say, what was your past boyfriend like? Or better yet, I'll say, what kind of man do you want? Oh, I want this, this, and this. Have you ever had a guy like that? No. So, you know, it's like, so do you really, you know, I really like to, the only way to, you know, like Frank Zappa said, you can't make progress without deviation from the norm. So, yeah, maybe there's something that we can help each other with. I don't know, you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't know.
I was just glancing down our YouTube channel and I noticed the videos that were a little bit more controversial were the ones that had the bigger hips. Because, like, yes. You know, are vegans the most sustainable people on earth? That's pretty controversial title. It didn't get a lot. I mean, maybe 100 or so. But other than the ones that we have, you know, where we do interviews of people who know people and know people and know people, you know, they tag and tag and tag and share and share and share. Other than those, you know, the coffee or tea doesn't get quite as many hits as the interviews. But
well,
the
I
ones
think
that are
just
mostly controversy.
Well, I was going to say, too, that just some of the things that Sid brought up about promoting, because, you know, like the whole idea of going to different groups, I haven't even thought about that. I think that's a great idea. You know,
I think that's a wonderful idea.
You know, extending the whole, finding out other avenues of promotion and like you said, not be clickbait so that people think, oh, crap, you know, what's this on my, why did they post this on my group? It has nothing to do with what we're doing. And that's super important to find those, you know, groups and that you can actually promote the topics to them and that they'll be interested in wanting to watch something. We don't have any exposure. That's the problem. That's one of the big problems. I mean,
yeah.
There's only so many hours in a day. Like you said, I feel like literally I spend, 3 hours a day with social media, because we've got several accounts and it just gets overwhelming. That's in addition to everything else we have to do. And there's only, like I said, so many hours. A lot of times, like Mary and I, we literally, she's up at like all hours of the night. I'm up crack of dawn. So it's kind of like we have pretty much 24 hours of it covered, but we still can't do it. There's just not enough hours in the day. It's just with two people.
Well, it could be also it's method. Yeah, two people, it's definitely hard, but it's method. Like what I realized was I had to stop every form of social media. You know, I don't have an Instagram or anything on the phone. So I said, let me focus on the two big ones that I think, you know, from results. The biggest,
mm-hmm.
YouTube, you know, that's just the fact. Facebook is big, but a lot of people are claiming to be ripped off within the last, you know, couple of years. If you advertise, it's like throwing money away. But what
right.
I did notice is I just worked with a guy on a page 2 months ago. Within 1 month, we pulled 4,000 likes. Now,
wow.
The topic is controversial. We've gotten a few memes that were banned. You know, we're right now, you know, one of the guys from London who I made an editor, he's you know, it's controversial. So, you know, stuff can happen. I try to tell him, even myself, I might post something that I think is funny. Next thing you know, they're saying, oh, you got to wait 24 hours before you post or something like that. But the fact that we got it to 4,400 likes, there was a point last month where 1 week we had like 700 likes, you know, from that week. And, you know, I remember in 3 weeks it went from a couple of hundred and we got into like the 2,000s. And then I said, wow, if we get to 3,000, that'd be great every day. And I'm talking, it's been up for maybe 2 months now. We have over 1,000 pictures posted. And these are just memes. You know, if you have a good sense of humor and you know what to put in, I noticed, I said, wow, this thing can grow. Now, of course, with that, came about 10% of people who were trolling, some percentage of that were hating, and that was okay, you know, because you're going to have that. So when I look at your stuff, I mean, without a doubt, yeah, the people that are known are going to get more views, but you definitely need controversy. You might need it's marketing. You know, controversy is a way of marketing. You need somebody like how I was saying, if I'm on there, I mean, you know, I'm not coming on there as an enemy, but if I'm on, I have to play the devil's advocate. I have to say, look, all right, let's see where you're right or you're wrong on the psychic stuff. That has potential to getting 20,000, 30,000 views, no matter if you have 100 subscribers or, you know, 1,000, because it's controversy. They want to know this. You see, people are itching to know, is you know, Caputo really a fake on Long Island? We'll talk about it, you know, on the next video. And then instead of wasting the hours on the other social media that isn't really happening, like, you know, you determine, you say, okay, well, we got a lot on Pinterest. Is it worth keeping? What are the ratio on those pictures? Because if the ratio on those pictures are under 100 and you got 25,000, it's dramatically inflated. But if you're getting 100 likes, that's still 100 likes. You know, if it's even 50, you know, that's something. You know, you say, wow, it's getting something. But if you're like, if everything is under 50, if like your most likes is 20 or 30, you might want to decide to say, okay, I'm wasting those hours of the day and I need to focus on YouTube. I need to focus on YouTube because it's rare for somebody to say, hey, you know, I'll give you a grant because you got a lot of followers on Pinterest or even Instagram. Yeah. You know, YouTube is really the one. It's becoming the one where there's guys I know that won't affiliate with me on the controversial Facebook page. We're still friends. We talk and everything. But they told me, they said, look, guy, if I put the name of this thing in anything on my videos, they'll demonetize me. You know, one guy's making about $600 a month. He gets a check from YouTube for $600 a month just for making videos. He makes a video every day. I looked up on Social Blade. You can check what people are making on YouTube. You've got guys on YouTube and girls making $60,000 a month.
Wow.
You know, there are many millionaires on YouTube, many millionaires I've noticed. And the top guys are really, I mean, it's like a fest, you know, it's like a dog eat dog type of thing because, you know, guys are getting, you know, you got guys with millions of views. Sometimes they get their channel deleted because they went overboard. You know, they made a video that, you know, YouTube is saying, no, that's it. They forget that you're talking to a big audience. Like me, I've always been controversial. So I can understand, you know, I'm going to have, if people get angry or get mad, great. I look at it as that's a good thing because I've done the research and I can hold my own with, you know, academic and also civilian as far as debating and talking because, you know, I've studied a lot. Most people can't do that. And it'll get into an argument, it'll get into a crap throwing contest, and then, you know, the channel either gets, you know, shadow banned or, you know, you got people, you know, constantly flagging a video. Your channel looks like it probably wouldn't even go through none of that because you're, you know, it looks like a friendly channel. So if you add a little controversy, it would still seem like you're the good guy to some. And then you're going to have a scientific group probably come in, and you need that to say that, no, it's fake. I don't care what you say, it's totally fake. Because that also, some of them, you know, that's just their opinion, but some of them will also be revealed and exposed as, yeah, you see, that's not science. Because science doesn't just say something's fake. Science presents evidence. You know, why are they fake? You know, or, you know, is it fake just because your opinion? Or are you really coming with something scientific that's saying, no, this is not possible? You know, show me how it's not possible. That could make it grow. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm the catalyst for your channel, you know, but I'm just giving you an idea.
Well, sure. We have about 60 seconds before the show ends. So I'd like to ask you if it's okay if I keep your phone number and call you later and maybe have you come back on this show with a psychic. And if we can work out a way to do a YouTube channel with you, that would be even better. Would you be open for that?
Sure. I'm very open to that.
Yeah, whatever, you know, if just like you said, your advice too. It sounds like you are a huge wealth of information, and we really appreciate that. I've learned a lot listening to you tonight, so I thank you. Thank you for calling. That's so awesome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You've been a delight.
Well.
I'm going to keep your number, and I'll call you in a week or two, and we'll set something up.
Sure, sure. Are you located anywhere near New York, or is it far away?
We're both in Florida in different cities.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's definitely a distance. I look forward to it. I mean, if we do videos, like I can do one here, you can do one there, and we can edit them. You know, it depends. So, like, we'll talk. Yeah, when you call, we'll decide, you know. Yeah.
Do you ever use video conferencing like Zoom or Skype?
I've used Skype a long time ago on my old computer. I haven't used it. I don't know if it, you know, I didn't know if it's, if there's something new. I heard Discord, a lot of people are using that, but I don't see a video thing with that.
But Skype, I
could download.
We use one called Zoom. Zoom.
I've heard of Zoom. I never used it though. I'll just download it. You know, I'll download Skype again, and you know, I'll have it on the computer. I think the psychic talk would be good. That's a great idea. All right, yeah, and thank you both.
I've got a couple in mind that I'm gonna call and see if they're open to it. I think a couple of them I think would be really open to having a good discussion with you on this.
Sounds great. I look forward to your call. Definitely save the number, and you know, I'll trying to think. When you call, just text me. So, you know, because I get a lot of calls because I have websites and all that. You know how you got to type the number in to verify stuff.
Yeah.
So I get a lot of marketing. So I don't answer. So if you send me a text, hey, it's so and so from the show and the coffee. You know, I'm going to call you right now. Yeah, so I'll know,
it'll be Mary from Be Unique.
Okay, and then I know, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So that sounds great.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah. All right, take care.
Thanks
have a great
so
night.
Much for calling in. Good night, Sid.
All right, you got it. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did. Be sure to come back the first and third Thursday of each month for more exciting guests, and if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there. That's BUNEKE.org.